You're listening to the Continental Tires AFL Trade Radio podcast.
The AFL...
Sorry for messing that up. Sorry.
...has been told, AFL clubs that is, have been told they must provide more transparent information about injured players as the league rapidly expands media access as part of its new CBA deal. Clubs took the mickey last year. It was embarrassing. And I look at Geelong... They had a host of players on the injury list, short-term, long-term, medium-term. Rubbish. Absolute rubbish. So the league's told clubs going to crack down. Part of the new collective parting agreement, new guidelines for this. Clubs must ensure that all medical information issued to the media is credible, responsible, and specific in terms that are meaningful to teams, media, and fans. This includes the information on weekly injury reports and information on injuries announced to the media during matches. Clubs are also told on game day, within 15 minutes of a player leaving the ground with an injury, the match broadcaster, that's you, Jono.
Yes.
Must be informed and updated on the status of that injury. It should include specific information, either hamstring or quad, left leg or right leg, and the likelihood of them returning to the match. And clubs will also have to make their footy boss available to the broadcaster and the media after the teams are lodged to explain late changes or injury hiccups. Do we love this or what?
No, I think it's great. I think it's great. And look, that last point you made, if there's a significant injury, we normally do hear from the clubs anyway on game day, which they already do. It's just another layer to that as well, which I love. The more information we can provide, it just keeps everything calm. It keeps everything settled, but it keeps it real and no one's guessing. And that's part of the issue here is you take out that and look, clubs will give still just enough to be able to say this is what's going on without detail. And that's all that's required. I think, Cornsy, we don't need to know the full detail of things, just that he's done his left hamstring. We think it's a minor hammy and we move on. And then he won't return to the field.
Yeah. Today. Exactly. That's right. Or it's a corky. He's getting assessed. They might put some compression bandage in. He's going to try and get back out on there. And some clubs are really good at putting up their footy boss during the game, after half time. And some clubs are a lot better than others. It is no professional advantage to hide injuries. We saw it with Geelong. They hid as many injuries as possible this year and they finished 12th. It just doesn't help you. There's no competitive advantage. And the only people that lose are the fans as they're wondering when their best players will be back. Of course, players have to do more interviews this year as well. Demands every AFL coach is available to the match day broadcaster at halftime and pre-match. And also, it's
coaches are pretty good already.
Yeah, coaches are good.
Yep.
But the playing group from the previous round must be made available to the media for a minimum of 45 minutes within 2 days of the conclusion of the match. So... the AFL's focus, increased media availability for access. Coaches, players and clubs and access. They want to get paid. They got a huge pay increase. Part of that comes with greater access to the fans, which we like.